Thank you and good afternoon. In 2016, Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna will no longer have a Bank of America at their known locations after the three branches were purchased by Tri-Counties Bank. In an announcement on Wednesday, Tri-Counties entered an agreement to purchase the three branches, and they will bring on the current employees that work at each location. CEO Rick Smith said in a statement that we look forward to welcoming our new customers and employees to our expanding branch network along the North Coast communities. The transaction is scheduled to occur in the first quarter of the 2016 year. Cy May, the public information officer for the California Highway Patrol Office in Arcata, was on this morning's Talk Shop, and amongst the discussion of traffic safety and procedures during the upcoming holiday season, he provided some news on CHP Captain Adam Yeager.
Adam's done. He wanted to slip out quietly in the night. As of this week, he worked hard, he had a good career, and you know what? He's going to be missed.
With Captain Yeager now retired, the search for a new captain begins, and May estimates that by March a decision will be made after candidates from across the state take the captain's test in the coming months.
I think the department's going to have a promotional testing coming up in the next month or two, so people throughout the state who are eligible to take the captain's test will be taking that, and then several months after that, they'll choose somebody. So, you know, we're looking March, probably.
In the meantime, the position will be filled on an interim basis until a candidate has been chosen. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City are investigating a vehicle versus bicycle collision that left one man dead this afternoon. 61-year-old John Evans Jr. was riding his bike northbound in the southbound lanes of El Dorado Street when a Ford SUV driven by 68-year-old Elwood Lee was traveling westbound on Cooper Avenue. Lee stopped at an intersection and then proceeded to move forward, striking Evans' bike. Evans was ejected from the bike and he was pronounced dead at the scene. CHP says Evans was not wearing safety equipment at the time of the crash, and at this time, DUI is not considered as a factor. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office updated their most wanted list for Southern Humboldt. Jason Rice, Matthew Kilduff, and Bo McCabe were added to the list, and all three are wanted for felony warrants ranging from illegal weapons possession to grand theft. John Skovsma and Michael Lee Russell, who were named in a previous version of the Most Wanted list, have been captured. For a complete list of Humboldt County's Most Wanted, you can contact the Sheriff's Office. Wednesday night, residents along West End and Alder Grove Roads attended a public meeting held by the Arcata City Council as they discussed the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone, a proposal passed by city officials earlier this month. Amongst the discussion of potential impacts to the area, the council gauged public interest in whether or not to expand the zoning beyond the limits of the Humboldt Flake Board property. The Innovation Zone proposal dedicates an area for the cultivation, processing, and manufacturing of medical marijuana. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Faculty Association closed voting on the decision whether to strike. Dan Squire has more.
Faculty, librarians, and counselors have finished voting on a strike resolution, and the results of that voting will be released next week by the California Faculty Association. Members of the association are asking for 5% raises, along with 2.7% per year raises based on years of service, and faculty representatives said that they are only asking for that which was given to other state employees. The 25,000 members of the union have spent the past month casting ballots on whether to authorize a strike, and there was a rally held on the campus of Humboldt State University yesterday by union members. Union reps say that the pay increase at CSU schools have not kept pace with those at UC and community college campuses.
Thank you, Dan. The Arcata Economic Development Corporation has been awarded $1 million from the United States Department of Agriculture for its small business loan program. The AEDC's program director, Susan Seaman, said the following statement: "The loan funds are available for any sort of business, and the $1 million award from the USDA is the biggest AEDC has received since the program began in 1991. The AEDC manages revolving loan accounts to assist businesses across the region, including in Del Norte, Mendocino, Lake, and Trinity counties." And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.